Hello, hi, and welcome or welcome back to the Strategic Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Blue, and I am a business astrologer and strategist here to help you use astrology to start, grow, and scale your business. As always, I'm super excited to be back with you for yet another episode, and today we are diving all into the sixth house. So as we've been talking about the wealth houses, specifically in the natal chart, in the previous episode, we dove into the second house, and you can definitely catch up by listening to that episode before this one. But the sixth house, the second of the three wealth houses, is one that I feel like really deserves a lot more love than it gets. A lot of people aren't really thrilled about the sixth house, and it has this reputation of not being as exciting or sexy as some of the other houses. But in today's episode, we're going to talk about why the sixth house is important, the role that it plays within the grand scheme of your natal chart, as well as the role that it plays in business astrology specifically. Also going to dig into how to use the sixth house in your business, how to use its strengths in order to support you in starting, growing, or scaling your online business. So definitely have a pen and paper handy, and let's get into today's episode. So let's talk about the sixth house. Like I mentioned before, the sixth house is not really a house that a lot of people get thrilled about. Personally, I think that it deserves a lot more love, a lot more appreciation than what it gets, because without the sixth house, ultimately we don't have the structure and the foundation needed in order to really thrive and have a long-lasting career to support all of the creativity, all of the passion, all of the excitement that we want to bring into our business. This is often a pattern that I see too with my clients, especially those that are in creative fields or identify as creative business owners. There's so much emphasis on the creativity aspect, on being able to have the freedom and the flow to create, to build, to use your inspiration in order to create the services and the offers that you want to bring out into the world. But the part that is so needed when it comes to having a successful business is the structure. And this is the part that a lot of creative business owners really struggle with. It's finding that balance between having the support needed where you still feel the freedom to create, but also enough structure so that your ideas can make the transition between being in your head and becoming something that is tangible, something that is useful to your clients, to the people that you want to be working with, because that's the whole point of you going into business. And structure is also needed in relationship to the transformation piece in general. So with the second house, what we talked about in the last episode, the second house is the house that deals with our values. It's the things that are important to us, right? And within business astrology, the second house also points to our most monetizable skill sets. But again, in order to have the idea move from being something that has immense potential into something that is tangible and that is proven to be useful, you have to have that structure in place in order to move along that process. And so no matter how unsexy it may be, routine, structure, support, all of that is necessary. Without the tangible foundation in place, a lot of the ideas that you have can kind of die on the vine because they don't have what they need in order to grow and make that transition out of just the idea phase itself. So that's really the role that the sixth house is here to play. It's following the fifth house, which is the house of creativity and joy. And the sixth house deals with the mundane. It's what is needed on a day-to-day basis in order to be grounded and to really utilize. And so we can look to the natal chart for inspiration with this. In order for creativity and joy to take root, to take form, to be useful to us, we need something to ground them with. And so that's the wisdom that comes with the sixth house coming after the fifth house. Once you've identified what lights you up, what is exciting, what is fun and pleasurable for you, right? Now we can take that inspiration and really use it to create tangibility for these ideas to take root. And in that way, the sixth house rules over health, wellness, routines. In Hellenistic astrology, this is the house of occupation. It's productivity, service, and health. So within a business astrology context, we can look at it from a few ways, right? In a traditional, straightforward business reading, we can look to the sixth house as the house that points to what the day job could be. So this is not necessarily the work that you would do for the joy of it, for the love and the passion that you have. This is a job that you would maybe take on to perhaps bridge the gap between you quitting the job that you were doing previously and, you know, being a full-time self-employed entrepreneur or business owner. The sixth house could represent the job that you have that is literally just here to pay bills. And there's, I think, a lot of shame around that, especially in the online space, no matter what stage you are in your business building process. But that is so needed, right? Sometimes we just need that bridge job. Sometimes you just need that job that is not here to get you excited. It's not really here to fulfill a deep purpose within your birth chart, but it's literally just here to pay bills, to create the stability for you to pursue your passions by providing that security for you in assisting you in getting those tangible needs met. This is also the house that we can look to in what is needed in order to create the foundations of a healthy routine. So this can be talking about literal health and wellness. So like working out, eating right, getting enough sleep, taking care of the physical body in a very straightforward way. But this can also pertain to the health of the work that you are pursuing, right? If we see this from a context of you're already a full-time business owner, right? The sixth house can point to what is it that you are doing on a day-to-day basis? What does your business require of you in order for it to run at its healthiest, to run optimally, to be able to fulfill its duties, right? In order for you to be able to work at full capacity, to call in those clients, to be able to fulfill those orders, to fulfill the services that you provide, what is actually necessary for you to do that, right? Is it having your workspace look a certain way to ensure that you're getting your needs met, to ensure that you're able to feed yourself, to get enough sunlight, to exercise, to spend time resting, and not just sleeping, but getting all types of rest? This is all part of what goes into the health and wellness conversation, and also what the sixth house points to. This is also like what the day-to-day routine looks like. And we can look to so many different things within astrology with this, like planetary planning. But this also points to, you know, what is the routine that you follow that you feel the most balanced in terms of having equitable levels of creativity and structure in order to fulfill what is needed for your business. So we can use the example of a traditional work week to kind of look to the strengths of the sixth house. Monday through Friday, you know, there are different things that you need to do in a week. And even if, you know, you're working on a business part-time, full-time, doesn't matter, you can still do this exercise, right? So thinking about in a typical week, what are the tasks that you are completing? What are the things that you are doing in your business? What are the tasks that are required of you in order to fulfill the services and the offers that you provide? What's required of you for marketing? What's required of you for outreach, for fulfillment, for any of the in-between things that you just need to do, right, to keep your business running? And then you can break that down to what is the predictable work, right? So for example, let's say that you send out a newsletter, or you write to your email list once a week. You have a podcast episode that you record once a week. You have Instagram posts that you post 3 times a week. And then on average, right, let's say that you have like 2 clients that you are currently working with. What are the tangible to-dos that you have with those clients? If you have sessions, what do you need to do in order to prepare for those sessions, right? And then if you have a physical business, all right, you have a physical product that you sell, right? What's required of the process of creating that product, packaging it up, fulfilling orders, and actually shipping it out, getting it into the hands of your customers? So all of that goes into routines as well, the place where the sixth house really shines. And so when we look to a blending of the Hellenistic definition of this house, as well as the modern understanding of the sixth house, ultimately, this is pointing to what are the foundations that are needed in order for your business and your life to thrive as optimally as possible. I really love the messaging and the wishes of this house, what it really wants to assist you in fulfilling. Because again, without the structure in place, there's no way for creativity to thrive. And this is especially an area that a lot of business owners really struggle with, and also where I see support like astrology and strategy work combining can really be a supportive place to come in and ultimately just help you become a more well-rounded entrepreneur. So when it comes to using the sixth house as a business owner, this is ultimately pointing you to what is the support that is most needed in order for your business to run optimally. And you can even break this down even further to defining what are the day-to-day routines that help support a healthy business for you. We can look at this in a few different ways. So first, we want to think about what is the sign that rules the sixth house for your chart. As you know, I'm a traditional astrologer, so I use whole sign houses for this. So that means that there is one sign that rules each of the 12 houses in the natal chart. So looking at the sign that rules the sixth house in your chart, which is defined by, of course, what sign rules your rising sign in your first house and then going accordingly, this can give you a really good insight as to the energy that rules over routines for you. So let's say that you're a Cancer rising, right? That means that Sagittarius is ruling your sixth house. So the energy that supports wellness and routines for you is going to look very differently than if you are a Scorpio rising and you have Aries ruling your sixth house. With each sign, there's the modality, the element. This can point to, again, helping you to define even further what this energy of structure and support looks like. And so I do want to encourage you to release this idea that structure, routine, support have to be this very drab, like boring practice. Because again, astrology can help you personalize this to match the energy that is already existing within your chart. You also, of course, want to take note of any planets that are in the sixth house as well. So for me, of course, I focus on the traditional planets, the Sun through Saturn, as well as the North Node, the South Nodes that may be existing in this chart. All of that can be really important information to help you further direct the energy of the sixth house. So let's say that you have Saturn in your sixth house, okay? Saturn, I feel like, it's very comfortable in the sixth house because even though Saturn is the planet of restrictions and order, it's also a planet that rules over devotion, because devotion is really needed in order to fulfill and to remain loyal to a process, a routine. And what better house to have the planet of structure within than the sixth house, a space where it can naturally use those inclinations towards what is supportive, what is not, discern through that, and to use it for the betterment of yourself and the betterment of your business. If you have the moon here, right? This can also point to a desire for those structures and routines in order to have those emotional fulfillments take place. And so defining which planets are here in the sixth house can really help you to get a better sense of what that structure and routine can look for you. So ultimately, what we want to do here is identify what structure and routine look like for your unique chart. Another thing to take note of are any aspects that are happening to the sixth house. So what are the relationships between the planets that are in the sixth house with each other, right? Do you have a stellium here, meaning that you have three or more planets that are in the sixth house? Do you have any personal planets here? So like your sun, moon, even your Venus or your Mercury, or even your Mars here in the sixth house. And what are the relationships that are happening between the other houses? So maybe you have a trine that is happening from your sixth house to one of the other houses, right? Or perhaps you have not so supportive energy, like a opposition that is happening, or a square that is happening between your sixth house and one of the other houses. So this can also impact the way that the energy is flowing between the houses. Because again, this is just as much about the individual chart and understanding how to use its energy as it is about learning how to connect the energy of your natal chart as a whole. I'm particularly interested to know as well if you have any kind of relationships happening between your sixth house and your second house. This can especially point to supporting you in growing and scaling your business. So again, because that sixth house is also one of the wealth houses, right? And this is pointing to the literal day-to-day of running your business, of having a day job, right? This can indicate, in particular, is having a business like even for you, right? This can really clarify that. And then even deeper, right? Like maybe you're not somebody that really thrives on a traditional routine of having 9-to-5 structure, even within your own business. Maybe you work better when you're able to have the support and the freedom to bring that creativity into how you do your routine. Perhaps you're like a super night owl and you don't really love the idea of having calls in the daytime. You only want to work with other night owls. Okay, cool. Do that. If that is the energy that is supporting you in your chart, right? There's no hard and fast rule with this. But again, being able to identify what is happening within the house can really help you to translate that energy into how to make your business work with you. How to allow your business to work with your nature rather than against it. And that is what is going to best support you in creating a successful business. So if you want to dig deeper into your sixth house and learn how to use it to start, grow, or scale your business, I want to encourage you, book a business astrology reading with me. This is where we go all in on not just your sixth house, but all of the wealth houses, the second house and the 10th house included, as well as your midheaven placement. And we look at your chart as a whole to determine, you know, what is the best route for you to take in order to start, grow, or scale your business. And if you're interested in learning all of that and also incorporating the gene keys into helping you further understand how to bring all of this magical energy into your business strategy, then I want to encourage you to book a business energetics reading. All of the information for that, as well as everything I've mentioned to you in this episode, can be found in the show notes below. So go ahead, check that out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and be sure to let me know, what is the sign that rules over your sixth house and how are you using that energy to grow your business? I'm super curious. All right, that's all I have for you in today's episode. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.